The Maine Ethics Commission voted 3-1 today to unfreeze money for the state's public campaign finance program that was previously hung up by a budget error that the legislature couldn't muster enough votes to fix. The commission vote partially resolves the legislative impasse and was made possible by a recent Superior Court decision that prevented Republican Governor Paula Page from single-handedly blocking more than $1 million to the Maine Clean Election Program. Steve Missler reports.
The effort to block clean election funds to over 200 legislative candidates and one gubernatorial hopeful has dragged on for over 5 months. It was led by LePage, a longtime opponent of the program, who first refused to sign routine financial orders. The governor also used his veto power to bolster House Republican attempts to block bills that would have fixed the drafting error that effectively seized over $3 million already budgeted to clean elections. During a debate held last spring, Republican Representative Jeff Timberlake acknowledged that he was aware of the error but saw an opportunity to hobble a program that he and others in the House GOP have long opposed.
I didn't bring it to the attention because I knew we would get another whack at it.
But efforts to chip away at the clean election program that voters approved nearly 20 years ago appear to have abated, at least for this year. Advocates for the program, the Maine Citizens for Clean Elections, successfully sued the governor and won an order by Superior Court Judge William Stokes that forced the administration to release over $1 million that he attempted to freeze by refusing to sign the financial orders. And on Thursday, clean election supporters helped persuade a majority of the Ethics Commission that that same order also freed more than $3 million held up by the budget error. John Brodigan, an attorney for the group, argued that Stokes's order was broad enough that it gave the ethics agency, which administers the clean election program, the authority to release the additional money.
You know, we're already past the time when this is a no-harm situation. Campaigns are getting harmed every day, so I'm just urging you to act today. I'm urging you not to delay.
Brodigan argued that the candidates who qualified for public funding had been operating at a disadvantage against their traditionally financed opponents because attempt to halt clean election funding had delayed their ability to seek additional payments. And under the clean election rules, those candidates are stuck because they are not allowed to raise private funds. Commissioner William Lee, a Democrat, was convinced by the agency's staff and attorney, who agreed that the commission had the authority to release the funds.
People have performed their side of the bargain. We have to, if we can legally, ensure that we perform our side of the bargain. It's just fundamental fairness, and it's at the core of democracy.
But Commissioner Richard Nass, a Republican, questioned whether the commission had the power to fix the legislature's problem. And even if it could, he didn't think it should.
I'm going to be voting against this because I just see this as a relieving the responsibility from the legislature to fix these kinds of things. They created the problem. Their job is to fix it, not ours.
The commission's vote authorizes ethics staff to process clean election payments, but it doesn't actually fix the flawed budget law. And that law still needs to be corrected so that the ethics agency can pay its rent and utilities. Unlike the clean elections funding, those expenses must still be approved by the LePage administration. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.